Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Consider It Yours by Don Bellow, Ontario, Canada. It was an extremely cold winter day in Ontario, Canada in February 1989. I had just bought a new car, but due to the snow and ice, I refused to drive it that day. I used public transportation for a date with a gal I'd been seeing for a few months. We had just finished watching the movie Remains of the Day, starring Anthony Hopkins and Emma Thompson. After leaving the theater, the first open eatery we came across was a burger joint. We entered and ordered coffee and a warm apple pie. Seated across from us was a homeless man, huddled tightly into his heavy jacket with all of his belongings close to him. He was in his late 50s or early 60s. Years spent living on the streets showed in his appearance. His face was extremely red, bordering on purple. He had obviously come inside to warm up. He ignored the other patrons, silently cutting an apple with a plastic knife into thin slices on a tray in front of him. Another man entered the restaurant, obviously in a similar predicament, seeking shelter from the minus 20 Celsius temperature outside. Both men wore tattered, oversized overcoats. Their hands had that unhealthy, leathery look about them, yellow stains at the fingertips marking on the smokers. The gentleman seated in front of us nodded in recognition to the man who had just entered, who returned the gesture. They clearly knew each other. The first man didn't say a word, yet with a calm wave of his hand, offered his sliced apple to his friend. They shared the apple, but not together. The recipient took some slices from the tray and seated himself a few tables away, while the man who had shared the apple remained seated near us. My girlfriend looked at me and with tears in her eyes said, "That is beautiful." I can't explain the feeling of emotion this evoked in me at the time and still does to this day, 22 years later. My girlfriend of that time is my wife now, and this story is something my wife or I still bring up from time to time. I've told this true story to many people over the years. Though I see they're touched by it, I don't think they truly appreciate that, in a calm, wordless way, this older homeless soul showed us what a hero really is. The wave of his hand radiated the real dignity of a king because it demonstrated the true meaning of sacrifice for another. His gesture said, "I have little, next to nothing, but if what I have benefits you in any way, consider it yours."
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.